Well, again, a wonderful night. I've had a really great week. I mean, we've had a lot of turmoil and a lot of stress at work, and people are really feeling the pinch right now. Really, I think after, not that it bothered me in the slightest, but you know, these girls, they're 5 cents, and they've worked through the pandemic, and they're sort of getting to a place now where they just need peace and relaxation and time to do family things and just enjoy life. And this week I've had the great opportunity of being able to share with them and encourage them. You know, it still blows their mind that I can walk in every morning with a bubbly attitude and be with a thankful heart, and obviously, as I've told you before, the boss, Thori, she says, you know, that it brightens her day when I walk in, because she knows that she's gonna, when you're around negative people, they drain the energy from you. That's how she calls it. When you're around positive people, they infuse you with the strength that you need. So, you know, with everything that's been going on, I've really gone overboard on the enthusiasm and the positivity and the, you know, giving hugs and just telling them, you know, you're doing such a great job. And then I end up with my hero COVID badge. wait 1 second. I'll get it.
There she comes.
I appreciate it that much, I can't even find it.
She appreciates it that much, she can't even find it, she says.
It was here, right here. Oh no.
Can't find
okay.
it?
Okay, well, it wasn't that exciting. It really wasn't that exciting, but it's a little round. You're a COVID-19 hero type thing. I don't know. Anyway. And I thought that was hilarious. But all the girls at work were like clinging to it like it was some kind of, you know, lifesaver. And they were wearing it with pride on their lanyard type things that we have to wear. Anyway. So, of course, then when I went in today, everybody was like, well, where's your COVID badge? And I said, oh, it's at home somewhere. Well, I can't even find it. I've just tried to show it to you. Oh, you need to put it on your shirt, let everybody see. And I'm like, no, that's okay. You know, it's just a normal day for me. I don't believe in it all. And they were sending messages backwards and forwards last night. And I really got quite irate at one point because they're so engrossed, you know, really so engrossed in it. And they don't understand, they really don't understand about God, and they don't understand, I guess you'll understand, Bambi, you know, that there is an almighty, amazing God. And if they just looked in that direction and took focus on what's going on around them, you know, they may then suddenly think that there's something more to this life. You know, they get up, they go to work, they come home, they cook the tea, they sort the kids out, they go to bed. They get up, they go to work. Do you know what I mean? It's just a mundane cycle, and seeing them so low and stressed and, you know, just really hurts my heart, because I'm a real people person, I love to help people and serve God and just really want to get to the nitty gritty of it. I mean, I've been there nearly 4 years now, 4 years in February, I think, and you know, I'm still losing a fight and battle sometimes. You know, it's okay for them to say, well, you know, we love your positivity, but it's really getting beyond that and showing them that God came for them. All what they're going through, all their negative attitudes and the way that they're living life, God came for them. He wants them saved. You know, and with all humility and humbleness of heart, you know, we can share about God's love and God's grace. But these people obviously haven't got to that low point where they're crying out for help. That's all I can explain it to be. You know, because when we get to that low point and we're crying out for help, God intervenes. He really goes to work. And so, you know, I'm just really believing to continue to touch their hearts for them to see the bigger picture. And that it's not all about the world and what the TV's saying and what the politicians are saying and what COVID's doing and, you know, and how stressed I can get. You know, it's like wearing a badge of honour is like I'm 98% stressed right now, you know. Why not be 100% peaceful or 98% peaceful and really enjoy life and enjoy your what God has got to offer, and to also be able to, you know, share with other people. And you know, when Amber was up earlier, you know, we were just talking, and she was saying about how, she shared it all with you today, about how blessed she was with her mum and that. And that's taken years. You know, that didn't happen overnight. That was a process of them, her mum seeing the change in her and Danny, and, you know, how Amber hasn't compromised in any way. You know, even like when her mum said, oh, you're in the, you know, we're going to be late, we're not going to get there, we're not going to get parking space. Amber didn't compromise because she knew that God was going to come through, just like Bambi. You know, she's not carrying that furniture up all those flights of stairs. God will have something put there in place for her when she gets home. And see, for the girls at work to be able to see how God does these massive, you know, miracles, because they are miracles. All right, you don't always have to see the blind seeing or the lame walking. Everything that goes on in our lives is a miracle. You know, when it's not of the norm and it's out of the ordinary, it's a miracle. And God's into performing those miracles daily. You know, and I really want a miracle to happen in work and these girls to really see that there is more to this life. And that it's not just about us living here now, but that eternal life, you know, and that we get to live an eternity together, that there's a purpose behind all this, you know, and understanding that there is an adversary. You know, the reason they're stressed is because there is an adversary. The adversary is attacking them, you know, and we don't thrive on the negatives. We thrive on the positives and the testimonies and what God's doing in our lives. You know, and a lot of people could say, well, you know, it's been a quiet week. Yeah, God hasn't done very much. God's always at work. Always. You know, and sometimes we don't even know that it's going on. It's in the background. He's, you know, like that. I keep saying it, that Mr. Magoo where the planks are coming across and we're still walking. You know, we don't see all the trouble going on behind us. Absolutely horrendous that these girls are walking and they're like, they're not on planks. But, you know, they're not falling either. So something's holding them. And I know that's got to be that power of prayer and just those fitly spoken words that I've been speaking at times. So we never know what God's doing in somebody's life. We're just the ones that are here to sow the seed or to water. It's always God that gives the increase. You know, and when they do get to the point where they're, you know, asking about God, that'll be the miracle that I'm waiting for and praying for, because my heart is for these girls, and they are such a wonderful bunch. They love people. You know, their service in their job is just 100%. But I need it now, that service, to be in their lives too, and for them to reap the benefits and all the rewards that God's got for them in store. And we know that not everybody's going to get born again, but, you know, at the end of the day, people that have hearts for other people, they're God's people. They really are. You know, and so we just have to continue to hold forth and to stand strong and know that, you know, it's none of our business. We just speak the word and God goes to work. He's the one that gives the increase. So I want to see mighty miracles this week. whatever those miracles are going to be, I know that we can, by the manifestations, you know, those miracles can be active on a daily basis. And so can the healings. You know, as we speak in tongues, that just keys off all the other manifestations. And it's not impossible to operate all nine all the time. It really isn't. Because that's how God wants us to function. By that spirit. You know, we know the word. You know, we can sit and retemorize as many amount of scriptures as we want. But when we walk by that spirit, that's when we cut through the muck and the mire. Because, see, we don't know what those people need. God does. So, you know, we can speak scriptures at them, but it's God that will give us those words that will touch their hearts, that will just change the whole situation around. So we just speak when God inspires us to speak, and we just really believe, you know, to win these people to God. Because, you know, it's not going to be a nice place here once we're all gone. You know, when we're all up there rejoicing, I definitely wouldn't want to be left behind. In fact, actually, it was a joke because Danny said to me the other day, "Where's Dad?" I said, "I don't know." He said, "Oh, perhaps God's left me and you behind, Mum. I'm taking Dad." You know, we're all going to be taken. We're all going to go out of here and we're going to live eternally. So, let's just have a wonderful week remembering that we've got God in Christ in us, and we can perform those miracles. We can be excited. We know what God's done for us, so let's go do it for someone else. Bless you.